Hey, everybody. It's Caitlin, and I am here with a new edition of Simplify Spotlight. Simplify Spotlight is like a Simplify vitamin. Let's call it vitamin S for between seasons. Instead of a full meal of an episode, a Spotlight episode will give you one big concept from a brand new nonfiction book straight from the author who wrote it. So you'll walk away with something fascinating to think about and a plan for what to read next in about 10 minutes. In this episode, I have a quick chat with Chris Hurst. Chris is global CEO for Havas Creative Network, which is an agency with its home seat in London, I believe. He's a Harvard Business School grad, but his pivotal learning experience came when he was named as part of a turnaround leadership team, which failed for 6 years to turn around the business that it was tasked to rescue. That is, it failed until Chris started thinking about what leadership actually is and putting his theories into practice. It meant that in just a couple of years, he turned that quote-unquote failing agency, those are his words, not mine, into one of the best agencies in the world. And now he's sharing his operating manual, No Bullshit Leadership, which is the book that I wish I'd been given a year and a half ago. It does pretty much exactly what it says on the label. It's a smart, straightforward, no bullshit manual for what leadership really is and how to do it in a simple, non-intimidating, actually useful form. It really demystifies what leadership is when you strip away all the jargon and just focus on the work. If you can't tell, I'm a fan. So without any further ado, let's dive straight in to hear Chris talk about his new book, No Bullshit Leadership, and about the basics of being a leader. Back soon. Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi, Caitlin. It's great to meet you.
Chris, before we get started, would you please introduce yourself the way that you like to be introduced?
I'm Chris Hurst, and I'm the global CEO of Havas Creative Group.
Okay, great. And we're talking today because you have just released a new book called No Bullshit Leadership.
Yeah, I guess No Bullshit Leadership is the antidote to business books. Let's put it that way. And a slightly longer version of that would be to say that my view is that most people who are leaders are not the people we think about when we think about leaders. Most leaders aren't politicians, generals, FTSE 100 CEOs. Most leaders, most people in leadership positions are people who run departments in schools or wards in hospitals or startups. And there are hundreds of thousands of people like that just in the UK and obviously many, many more of that around the world. And I feel like there is a leadership industrial complex, if that makes sense, that kind of has a vested interest in making the subject of leadership seem really, really complicated. And most of what they sell is just snake oil, frankly, bullshit. And the problem with that is it's for those who are already in leadership positions, I think it inhibits their ability to fulfill their potential. And potentially even worse than that, it actually excludes many, many, many people from thinking leadership could ever be something that they achieved or aspired to.
Right.
And the book's the answer to that, I hope.
Very cool. And I think that I've said numerous times now on Simplify across different seasons and different episodes, I always cast a little bit of a wary eye at a book that has a swear word in the title because I think, this person is looking for a very specific kind of attention and wants to get people in the airport to buy their book. So I'm going to be totally honest with you and say that when I picked up No Bullshit Leadership, I wasn't expecting to be impressed. I wanted to be, but I wasn't expecting to be impressed. However, as I started to read through it, I was like, wow, this is actually incredibly refreshing and straightforward and exactly the kind of book that I wish I was given about a year and a half ago. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is that you said that most leaders aren't people who you think that they are. And I think that what's also true is that most people don't know what a leadership job is. What does a leader do?
I'm going to answer sort of two questions, I think, because I need to answer two to enable me to answer yours. The first is, what is a leader? And I think you could consider a leader to be anybody who has people they're responsible for. And actually, if you look at it like that, that's a very, very, very broad group of people. I mean, that's, you know, that can be very junior people in organizations. You know, I've had people who I've been responsible for since about year two of my career, but I didn't really think of myself as a leader, but through to people that run, you know, Sunday league football teams. So, and of course, right the way up to people that run huge organizations. So I think that for the purpose of this book, at least, is how I've defined a leader. I think leadership is the act or the act, the art, the skill of taking a group of people from a defined place in the present to a different and clearly defined place in the future.
That, exactly. Refreshingly simple. I really, really appreciate that. I think what was really also fascinating to me was that you were able to articulate, I think, a pretty big problem that leaders run into, especially when they're younger or in places like startups where I've been working for the past 10 years or so. How do we know that we're doing a good job as leaders of people?
I mean, one of the things with leadership that I think I talk about in the book is that it's not complicated, but it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. and one of the reasons it's very difficult is I think that a seemingly obvious question or questions on the face of it, you'd think, well, that would be quite an easy question to answer. They're not necessarily that easy to answer. In the book, I try and address that question. And one of the ways I suggest that people think about it is to ask themselves, how good am I for the careers of the people that work for me? I asked myself exactly the question that you asked me, you know, how do we know we're doing a good job? And also, as I talk about in the book, a key task for a leader is to create an effective culture. And an effective culture is the environment you create in order for your teams to outperform, however you define performance, whether that be in a sporting context or a business context or whatever. And again, you listen to that and you think, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. But the challenge for the leader is often it's certainly if you have multiple people that you're responsible for and multiple people running who are themselves leaders. You know, let's say if you're a CEO and you have multiple departments, for example, you ask yourself, well, I can create the environment for my direct reports, but how do I try and encourage my direct report? How do I encourage the right behaviors in my direct reports? So I tried to find a very high order kind of solution to it. And I guess that's why I came and how I came up with that as a suggestion. Because my feeling is, if the answer to that question is, you know what, I as a leader am doing a pretty good job or a very good job of the careers of the people that work for me, then in some ways or in many ways, we have to be doing so many things right. You know, I mean, for me to be doing a good job of the careers of the people that work for me, that means, in basic terms, the chances are that means I have to, by and large, be running a successful business. That means that those people have to be clear what their role in that is. That means those people, in turn, I think, have to be doing a good job of the careers of the people that work for them, because that is how we all succeed and push ourselves up. And so without giving you an exhaustive list, mm-hmm. I think that's how I came to it.
Very, very cool. Chris Hurst, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Simplify Spotlight with Chris Hurst. If you want to grab a copy of his new book, it's out now. And you can also find the key ideas from No Bullshit Leadership on Blinkist. Blinkist, by the way, is where I work. It's also an app that you can get for your iPhone or Android or your tablet or the computer or, well, you get the point. But more important is the stuff that's inside of Blinkist, which is the key ideas from the world's best nonfiction books, which we pick out by hand, by the way, not with an algorithm, and distill them into super concise overviews that you can read or listen to in just about 15 minutes. So go to Blinkist.com/simplify, tap on that Try Blinkist button up on the top right-hand corner, and type in the voucher code NOBULLSHIT. That's all one word, NOBULLSHIT. NOBULLSHIT. This Spotlight episode was produced by me, Caitlin Schiller, and Florian Tippa, who regularly operates on less sleep than the average giraffe and is still the nicest guy. We're hard at work making season 6 for you, but in the meantime, we always love to hear from you. Tweet me at Caitlin Schiller or email all of us at podcast@blinkist.com. All right, we'll be back with more really soon. Till then, this is Caitlin, checking out.